Monsieur le Président, distinguished delegates, in order, can we have the PowerPoint, please? Thank you. In order to resist the military aggression of the Russian Federation on the territories of Donetsk and Luhansk regions, to liberate the occupied territories, to restore public order, and to ensure stable functioning of local authorities, joint forces operations started on 30 April 2018, which changed the format of the anti-terrorist operation in the Donbas region of Ukraine. Slide 2, please. Ukraine strictly observes rules of the use of engineering ammunitions because these weapons pose great threat to the civilian population. The list of these rules are determined by Protocol 2 on prohibitions on or restrictions on the use of mines, booby traps, and other devices of 1996, as amended to the CCW, which Ukraine ratified in June 15, 2004. Our country fully complies with its obligations under the Protocol 2. Slide 3, please. Ukrainian troops strictly adhere to the technical annex of the protocol. Engineering ammunitions are used only in common detonate mode. Our country pays due attention to maintaining and gathering of accounting documentation, particularly to the creation of maps of minefields, which is foreseen by the Protocol 2. Slide 4, please. Armed forces of Ukraine mark sites that are contaminated with explosive ordnances of war, including improvised explosive devices. The marking is performed in the framework of legal acts, which corresponds to the provisions of the protocol as well as to international requirements. Slide 5, please. When it is possible to mark sites contaminated with explosive remnants of war, with conventional signs, alternative means of marking are used, which include all available objects, such as plastic bottles, branches, stones, and other available objects. Slide 6, please. Ukraine pays due attention to informing campaigns among population regarding the dangerous effects of mines and explosive remnants of war on the liberated territories, including improvised explosive devices. This work involves all relevant actors, particularly the armed forces of Ukraine, the State Emergency Service, the national police, non-governmental organizations. Namely, it involves information campaigns in schools and universities, work with the mass media, information campaigns in cooperation with local authorities about the current state of demining operations, mine safety trainings among population, including information which is provided by our governmental authorities regarding the threat of improvised explosive devices. Slide number 7, please. It's worth mentioning that since the beginning of anti-terrorist operations until present day, Russian mercenaries use conventional munitions in violation of the provisions of the protocol. And slide 8, please. Terrorists set these munitions unsystematically, particularly in civil areas, without proper labeling, which further leads to injuries and deaths of not only soldiers, but also civilians. Children often suffer from these types of mines and from improvised explosive devices. Slide number 9, please. The demining teams of the armed forces of Ukraine in the areas of joint forces operation detect sovereign lead mines type PMN-2, which were destroyed in Ukraine in the beginning of 2013. despite the fact that according to the provisions of the protocol, the use of anti-personnel mines, PMN-2, is prohibited, terrorist groups widely use ammunition of this type. And slide number 10, please. Improvised explosive devices cause significant threat to the civil population of the occupied and liberated territories of Donbas region. Russia-backed terrorists plant such devices in the areas where joint forces are deployed and at their movement routes, as well as in residential areas, in order to spread panic among civilians. Slide 11, please. I would like to note that Ukrainian troops on regular basis collect and improve the capabilities within conditions of so-called mine war. Slide number 12, please. This experience and this information are used by the armed forces of Ukraine in order to improve